Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was Red Rocket. And, yeah, I think it's fair to say that Red Rocket is a movie that has the same question it starts out with. Why are you here? That's the question that's being asked, or rather being spat at, Simon Rex's Mickey as he turns up broke and penniless on the porch of his impoverished wife and mother in Texas. Basically, nobody wants him there. Nobody wants him back, and all of his permanent self-absorption and drama queen antics really aren't going to win him any friends. As a burnt-out porn star who's clearly ridden his charm until there's no juice left to give, it doesn't seem as if there's any kind of door left in Texas that isn't waiting to be slammed in his face. However, Mickey is a hustler. In fact, if anything, he really only needs an inch in which to slide his way back into their lives. I mean, in bending his impressionable neighbour, Lonnie, into being an ad hoc chauffeur, Mickey starts dealing weed so as to bring in the reddies. And despite all his squabbles with his estranged wife, Lexi, fate serves up a dangerously delicious opportunity. See, Mickey decides to treat Lexi and her mum to whatever donuts they fancy, and this is where he meets Rayleigh. 3 months shy of her 18th birthday and going by her preferred name of Strawberry, Mickey sees porn star potential written all over her smile, and that's well dangerous. I mean, envisaging her as some kind of fast track way back into the porn business, Mickey's hard on for selfishness just really doesn't know when to give up, because if there's something that Mickey's more addicted to than himself, it's lying. And the longer that you watch Red Rocket, you'll know that this house of cards is quickly going to fold well before any aces show their hands. So in its own way, Red Rocket is an agonizingly ecstatic ride. For such a wide state of affairs, the walls come in pretty quick after 90 minutes. I mean, Mickey has his getaway all planned, but you can see destruction a mile off, and you'll be hooked into seeing who emerges from the wreckage. And that's the weird thing with Red Rocket. In terms of finale, it gives you a twin ending, which promises either redemption or damnation, depending on whichever way you want to read it. Simon Rex as Mickey and Brie Allard as Lexi deliver fantastically committed performances, but Susanna Son Strawberry is the real surprise of the movie. I think, much like Michael Caine's debut in 1966's Alfie, with Red Rocket you're walking alongside a despicable anti-hero who will pull you into his schemes and you'll wait to see who survives. In fact, for an even more modern reference, if you love Craig Gillespie's I, Tonya as I did, then I definitely think this is the movie you should be checking out.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.